Next application is 11466, the application of Jeffrey Moore. This is an application located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being east of Wilson Avenue, 125 feet southeast of Lincoln Drive, and being Lot 2, Block 3 within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38871 Wilson Avenue, Subbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.14, parcel number 69. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement, being more specifically a request for a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a dwelling, requesting a 9-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for the dwelling with a second floor deck, requesting an 11-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a deck, and requesting an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for HVAC platform. Gentlemen, this application, there were no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returned.
We submitted a letter of support from our neighbor with the package, with the original package.
I was looking for mail. Something came in the mail. Let me look.
Sorry.
The board already has that other. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep. They already have it.
Yep.
That was from Susan Aguilera.
Scrapper.
We got, that was part of the record already.
Aquilinan? No?
For me?
I was just trying to say that word. What is it?
I can't
Aquilino?
Either.
Scrapper?
Aquilino.
Aquilino.
Aquilino. Good Italian girl.
Okay, good.
Good evening. Can you say your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Moore, 38771 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. I'm Jeff Moore. I have a home in Cape Windsor community in Selbyville. There's an existing home there now, pretty old and needs to be replaced. I'd like to build a new home for a retirement home. The house is not terribly big. It's 30 by 30 and with a garage attached to the front. I'd like to get a variance to the side setback so I can situate the house 5 feet from the left line, as you're facing the house from the street, 5 feet from the left line, and within that 5 feet, I'd like to have the HVAC platform. I'd like to build decks on the ground and on the second level in the rear of the house. I'd like the decks. Originally, I would like the decks to have been 12 feet deep from the back of the house to the end of the deck. I talked to the president of our association, and they prefer you to be 15 feet from the end of the bulkhead to any structure that's on the ground. So it came with a package. At his request, I reduced the size of the first floor deck down to 10 feet. That will leave me 15 feet to the edge of the bulkhead. He thought that having a 12-foot deck, 2 feet extra cantilevered over for the main living level would be okay because it will be 10 and a half, maybe 11 feet off the ground, and he didn't think that would be an issue. So I made those changes, went back and met with the surveyor and made those changes, and that's the survey you should have in front of you. And then on the right side of the house, that would be considered the entrance of the house, and I would like to have the ability to walk right in the side door, which is the front door, and have steps that are going to encroach into that side setback on that side by 36 inches, three steps.
Okay. Mr. Lank, that's allowed to encroach 5 feet, isn't it?
Pardon?
Those steps, they're allowed to encroach 5 feet.
The steps can encroach 5 foot into the required setback of 10. On the side,
I'm okay
front,
on that
depth.
Side.
So that variance isn't necessary because it would be 7 feet away.
No, right. That's right. I don't even think that's referenced.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not.
You got okay on it.
It says okay.
You got okay on it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Let me ask you before we start.
At the first floor level is where you're allowed to encroach. Yeah, can't do it at elevated on that.
Are you allowed to is he allowed to cantilever that that deck?
If you grant the variance.
Pardon me?
If we grant the variance.
If we grant the variance, right. Okay. So he can apply for that cantilevering. Okay.
Let me see.
I think the uniqueness, of course, you all have had Cape Windsor residents here before. The lots are very small. They're 50 by, mine is 50 by 85. Probably 80% of the lots in that community are 50 by 90. But down Wilson Avenue on my side of the street, they're a few feet shorter, so it is 50 by 85. The possibility of development is very difficult without these variances because the lots are so small, and to have any usable deck space on the back and a reasonable entrance to the front of the house, I would like to have these variances to do both those things. The effect on the surrounding neighborhood or my neighbors is non-existent. I actually am building a house that is similar to probably 25% or a third of the new houses that are being built in that community. The house I've designed is almost identical to the house across the street from me. My neighbor wrote a letter in support. It will not, certainly won't affect her. The lot to my other side is an empty lot. There is no effect to the neighborhood or to my neighbors. And these variances are what I believe to be the minimum of what I need to build a reasonable-sized house on that very small lot. I don't have any special use exceptions.
Go ahead. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
You may have addressed it, but how does this not have been created by you?
Or me? I'm sorry. Those were there when I built the lots are so small. The problems in building a house were not created by me. It's the size of the lot and the situation of the lot.
Okay. Good.
There you go.
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
No questions.
Mr. Worker?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. So.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take that back.
All right.
See, originally I wanted to make sure that we have the proper variances that are being addressed. And I see on the original application there were four. And I'm seeing, according to the drawing, there's probably only two variances that are needed. And that would be for the HVAC platform on the north side and the second floor deck on the east side.
And the side yard for the proposed north side also.
I'm sorry?
Side yard on the same side as HVAC.
Right.
That'd be 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So then a total of three and not four.
Right.
So just so I don't mess this up, I want to situate the house within 5 feet of the left property line.
Right.
And that's one variance, I think.
Right.
Put the HVAC platform in that space.
That's two. Okay.
On the rear of the house, I'd like to build a 10-foot deck that would be 15 feet from the rear property line.
But that's not, no, it's the second floor deck that needs variance.
That's the issue? Okay, well, the second floor deck would be 13 feet from the
front. Extends further, unless Mr. Lank thinks that for some reason we should consider the 10-foot deck being it encroaches on the first floor as well.
The first floor deck would be allowed to encroach 5 foot into the required setback of 20. So he's actually, doesn't really say how far it is.
It
showing
does.
The 20 because there was a further encroachment.
The first floor
deck would be
15 feet. The second floor deck would be 13
feet. So you're only encroaching 5 feet into the setback. That one's not necessary.
First floor would be encroaching 8 feet.
But we didn't reference the first floor when we referenced the second floor.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Back now, he needed just the three.
Just for the second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just for the second.
Okay.
Alrighty.
No other questions, no.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as we heard from the applicant, there's a uniqueness, not with just this lot, but many in Cape Windsor because of their size. And therefore, the applicant doesn't feel that he's creating the hardships have been created by him, but by the size of the lot, therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard testimony that he didn't feel it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, didn't hear anything to the contrary, nor did we hear that it would be detrimental to public welfare, and he feels that the
Request is a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,466 for the three variances.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,466 for the three variances. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,466 is approved, sir.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, sir.
You too, sir. Next up.